narrower. Yeah. I think this was where the center of resistance is likely to be.
That's right, yeah.
But
what about Eisenhower?
I don't think you'll get any telephone calls from this committee about the job I did.
What about Eisenhower?
He was interested and friendly to it. He said he would certainly not oppose it. John McCone is going up for a second trip a little later on to get him to issue a statement in favor.
Yeah.
But he was quite interested, wary about any agreements with the Soviets, and was sure that we were wary too. But I think it was a trip worthwhile.
Yeah.
So I think that we can get a statement. I didn't ask him today for a statement of support.
Well, now, what is your advice about when I might make a speech?
It seems to me, Mr. President, that you might make it after Harriman has and we have had the first shot at the key committees when he gets back, because I think that some of the senators might feel that if you take it to the country straight away, that this consultation process is very much interfered with. But I think if you could do it,
you don't want to wait too long.
About 2 days after the second day after he gets back, and before the signing, that this might be about the right time from the point of view of management here. Now, from a public opinion point of view, and how long curiosity can wait.
I think. Let me just say, I think that if we're going to have in the next 24 hours a communique saying the treaty's agreed to, that's the consultations with the senators and so on. That's not so.
Right.
We got to hit the country while the country's hot. That's the only thing that makes any impression on these goddamn senators.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been pretty generous with them as far as consultation. I would think that we don't want to wait just for their convenience. They'll move as the country moves. So I think we've got to go to the country while there's maximum interest and while there's. So my guess would be that we either ought to go Friday or Monday if he makes any progress in the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think your suggestion, let Harriman come home and talk to me. So that, I mean, at least it looks like we know what went on there, and then he can get up to the hill, but I'd make that speech. So anyway, we'll work on the speech and not make any decision about it for the next 24 hours.
All right, fine.
And then see what you can keep thinking about it.
All right, fine.
Okay. To talk to you about our test, where we're going with Harriman out there in Moscow. We've more or less come to some agreement, it looks like, on the language. It covers tests in the atmosphere, space, and in underwater, which we can, of course, detect. We can and will, under this agreement, continue underground testing. I don't know what the significance of this may be. It may be have some importance because of the Chinese business, and it's therefore it seemed to me that we ought to explore how far we can go with the Russians in relaxing the trouble.
It couldn't possibly hurt anything.
That's what I didn't think. But I thought I'd send you overnight a copy of this, and then I'd be glad to have somebody come out and talk to you if you had any questions.
All right. All right, I'll have it in the morning then.
I'll send it to you right now, then you could look at it, and then perhaps we could talk again. How are you doing otherwise?
Oh, okay. I haven't got anything to complain about.
Well, you're very fortunate.
I appreciate taking the time out to tell me about this, because I'm very much interested.
Right, good. Fine, Mr. President. Well, I'll send it to you right now.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Ready?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Goodbye,
Jeeve, how are you?
Pretty good, sir.
Fine.
I took Albert to Thomas' home last night, and he told me that after our hearing, they had voted the $60 million for the supersonic transport.
Oh, I see. Fine.
So we've made the first hurdle on that.
Tell me, what's your organizational situation in regard to that transport now over at the FAA?
Well, I have a very good man that I'd like to put in charge of it. The vice president seems to be favorably disposed to him. The carriers and manufacturers have been complimenting him. He's a former airline vice president, Gordon Bain. We have him as a start. We have an Air Force officer assigned. We've got about 15 men now, a good nucleus.
Yeah, yeah. What's your idea about my getting somebody down here who's, if we can get them, somebody like, who's had a lot of experience in some of these financial deals so that we can attempt to speak with some authority to the manufacturers and to the airlines to determine what percentage all of them are going to put up. I think it's a rather complicated business deal.
It is. Make
a fair estimate of what risk everybody should take. If we could get somebody like Crawford Greenwald to give it some time, attached here to the White House, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it would be very, very valuable to have somebody like that, because that's going to be the toughest part of it.
Yeah.
I think the easier part is getting money and deciding the technical details. The tough part is the economic and financial side.
Now, why don't I talk to a couple of people and see how it's no sense getting anybody unless you got one of the top financial people who was in a position to come down here and at least help advise us on the distribution of the risks while your fellow could work run it, but at least we'd have somebody over here who could be able to talk to some of these airlines and manufacturers with a good deal of authority. I don't know enough about it.
The only danger in it is that they would not negotiate here. They would come over to him. We'd have to tie the guy in charge of the actual operating the program very close to the fellow who was advising on finance, or otherwise they'd just bypass it.
Yeah, well, that's
right. Now they're going to the vice president occasionally.
Well, that doesn't seem to me to be the way to do it, though. You know, he's not in a position to make any of these judgments in the long run. Let's see what we can get, and I'll talk to you before I get anybody. Let me ask you this, Gene. Yeah. What about the... it's unfortunate that the Americans going ahead, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and we've talked to C.R. Smith several times.
He's mad that he hasn't been permitted to do the merger. That's part of it, I understand.
That's a little of it, but he honestly, sincerely believes that this is a better airplane and he'll get it much sooner and cheaper.
Douglas says their airline is better, though they do admit the time problem.
Yes.
Do you have a judgment about the airplanes?
I'm afraid, Mr. President, that if I were in Smith's position, on the record of Douglas to date, the price and the delivery time, I'd have to make the same decision.
Yeah.
McNamara had a chance to buy 25 of the airplanes about 8 months ago when it was proposed by Douglas and Pat Brown. If he had done that, that would have broken the matter, and I think they could have gone ahead a lot faster and more confident. But he didn't have a high enough priority need.
Yeah.
So I think we just lost this one. We tried. We never told America not to buy because we don't have any basis for doing that.
How deep in is everybody with the French and the British now?
That's just gamesmanship so far.
Yeah.
Tripp is doing it. This fellow Bob Six of Continental is just promoting a little whoop-de-doo. They haven't stated a price, a delivery date, or a specification.
When do you figure to... when might you get all the money from the Congress? In a couple of months?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I think we're really in on that for this first round.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I could, I know you have a couple of people in mind. I'd like to send over to you a couple of thoughts on an individual and how he might be situated so he has your ear but doesn't divert the program direction away from here.
Yeah, who do you have? Do you want to send over the names for
making
a day? Good, I'll get on it. Thank you.
One other thing, Mr. President. Albert, has been having these cobalt radiation treatments.
Yeah.
And he thinks they have been reasonably successful, but he doesn't know whether he's going to live 2 months or 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think it was marvelous that you and the Vice President and Larry urged him to run again, but I think that gives him a great deal of encouragement. I think he will if these treatments are successful.
Well, we'd miss the hell out of him.
Yeah. I'm sorry they didn't let you eat a little more.
Oh, well, hell, I didn't want to eat that stuff.
Well, it was pretty rough. I was quite thrilled to be the only bureaucrat down there, and I wished I could have kept those guys
away. No, but I didn't want to eat any of that.
I couldn't.
I didn't want to eat. No, that was fine. Good, Gene. Bob, will you send me over the names today?
I'll do it, sir.
Okay.
Thanks.
spend $5,000 for that, let's cut their budget another $100 million.
Precisely, Mr. President. The last word that they had for me yesterday after my talk to Pierre was...
Sergeant.